This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, I'm Dong Jun. I'm from Korea. I'm studying English for my future job. I love living in London.
Okay, Dong Jun, thank you very much for joining us today on Grammar Challenge. And the first thing I want you to do is listen to this conversation between three people. There are two spies, and they are talking to their boss about someone they met at an embassy party. Listen and answer this question. Did both the spies get the same information or different information about Agent X?
So, what did you two find out about Agent X?
Well, looking at my notes, she said, and I quote, "I'm from France, I own a shoe shop, and I'm married."
Interesting. She told me she was from Spain. She mentioned that she owned a cafe, and she said that she was divorced.
So, did they get the same information or different information?
It's different information.
Exactly, yes, they got different information. I want you to listen to part of the conversation again, and this time pay particular attention to the verbs. What difference do you notice about the verbs each of the spies uses?
I'm from France.
She was from Spain.
I own a shoe shop.
She owned a cafe.
I'm married.
She was divorced.
So, did you hear a difference in the verb forms?
I think one person used present simple, other person used past simple.
That's it. That's exactly right. One person used the present simple and one person used the past simple. And to tell us a bit more about this change in tense, which is what we call reported speech, here's Nuala.
When we want to talk about what someone said, we can use the exact words. For example, Agent X said, "I'm from Spain." Or we can use reported speech.
She told me she was from Spain.
When we report what someone said, we usually put the verb in the reporting clause back one tense. So, for example, if the direct speech words are in the present tense, in reported speech, the verb is in the past tense. Listen, here's the direct quote.
"I own a cafe."
But when it's reported, the verb is in the past simple. Listen.
She mentioned that she owned a cafe.
In reported speech, there are lots of verbs we can use. We can use tell with an indirect object, told me, told him, told us, etc. Or we can use verbs such as explain, admit, mention, say, and so on. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
That was Nuala telling us about reported speech. Now, in today's grammar challenge, we have a bit of a role play. We heard some spies talking before, but I need to tell you that you are also a spy. And I am your boss. And you met Agent Z last night, and he told you some information. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about Agent Z, and you have to tell me what he told you and use reported speech. Now, we're going to listen to Agent Z now, and this is what he told you. This is his actual words.
The name's Gleghorn, Matt Gleghorn. I'm 29. I live in West London. I'm married and have one child. And my passion? I like collecting stamps. That stamp's in my passport. I love travelling, but I hate airports. So that's why I only ever travel by train.
Right. So tell me,
Did he say anything about his marital status?
He said he was married and had one child.
He said he was married, I see. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Where does he live?
He told me he lived in West London.
West London, very nice. And his hobbies, did he mention any pastimes?
He explained he loved traveling, but he hated airports.
He hated airports, I see. Is there anything else you can remember?
He said that is why he only ever traveled by train.
Aha! So if we want to find him, we need to find a train. Well, Agent Dong Jun, thank you very much. You have completed your grammar challenge.
Thank you. BBCLearningEnglish.com